I read the translation. Thus, there was a sort of competition between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Jagannath in seeing who would lead. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so strong that he made Lord Jagannath wait in his car. Here, purport is given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivinoda Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. In his Anubhasya, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur describes the ecstasy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as follows. After giving up the company of the gopis in Vrindavan, Sri Krishna, the son of Maharaj Nanda, engaged his pastimes at Dwarka. When Krishna went to Kurukshetra with his brother and sister and others from Dwarka, he again met the inhabitants of Vrindavan. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radha Bhava Dhuti Svalita. That is Krishna himself assuming the part of Srimati Radharani. In order to understand Krishna, Lord Jagannath Dev is Krishna and Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Srimati Radharani. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's leading Lord Jagannath toward the Gundicha temple corresponded to Srimati Radharani's leading Krishna towards Vrindavan. Sri Kshetra Jagannath Puri was taken as a kingdom of Dwarka, the place where Krishna enjoys supreme opulence. But he was being led by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Vrindavan, the simple village where all the inhabitants are filled with ecstatic love for Krishna. Sri Kshetra is a place of Aishwarya Leela, just as Vrindavan is a place of Madhurya Leela. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's following at the rear of the Ratha indicated that Lord Jagannath Krishna was forgetting the inhabitants of Vrindavan. Although Krishna neglected the inhabitants of Vrindavan, he could not forget them. Thus, in his opulent Rathayatra, he was returning to Vrindavan in the role of Srimati Radharani. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was examining whether the Lord still remembered the inhabitants of Vrindavan. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fell behind the Rath cart, Jagannath Dev Krishna himself understood the mind of Srimati Radharani. Therefore, Jagannath sometimes fell behind the dancing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to indicate to Srimati Radharani. Let me repeat that again. Therefore, Jagannath sometimes fell behind the dancing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to indicate to Srimati Radharani that he had not forgotten. Thus, Lord Jagannath would stop the forward march of the rat and wait at a standstill. In this way, Lord Jagannath agreed that without the ecstasy of Srimati Radharani, he could not feel satisfied. While Jagannath was thus waiting, Gaurasundar Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in his ecstasy of Srimati Radharani, immediately came forward to Krishna. At such times, Lord Jagannath would proceed ahead very slowly. This competitive exchanges were all part of the love affair between Krishna and Srimati Radharani. And that competition between Lord Chaitanya's ecstasy for Jagannath and Jagannath's ecstasy for Srimati Radharani, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu emerged successful. Beautiful verse. E mata gaura shami doni tila tile svarte shamera rakhe gaura mahabali. Thus there was a sort of competition between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Jagannath and seeing who would lead. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so strong that he made Lord Jagannath wait in his car. Om Ajnana Timarandasya Gananjana Shalaka Chakshur Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gravino Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapiratikam Dandeham Shri Guru Shri Juta Parakamalan Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shirupam, Sagrajatam, Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam, Tam Sajivam, Sadvaitam Savadutam, Prajana Saitam, Shri Krishna Chaitanya Devam, Shri Radha Krishna Padam, Sahagana Lalita, Shri Vishakamritam Cha. Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate, Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute, Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi, Radhe Vrindavaneshwari, Vishabanu Sute Devi, Pranamami Hari Priye, Chakalpa Tharuvyascha, Kripasandhu Vyavacha, Patitanam Bhavanavyo, Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha, Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Vaishnavas. I would like to thank everyone for giving me this beautiful this verse. Very wonderfully described in his purport by Srila Prabhupada. So this verse is very significant because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has displayed his wonderful pastime in front of Lord Jagannath for more than 20 years in Jagannath Puri. Almost every year, this wonderful pastime was going on between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his associates, and also Lord Jagannath. So just to give you a high-level picture of what's going on in this verse, in this chapter, first of all, the whole summary of this chapter is given, Prabhupada said, by Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his writing, Amrita Prava Bhasya. This is a beautiful compilation of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, compiling the summary of each chapter for us to be able to understand very clearly on what's going on in that chapter. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur did not just write songs. He also compiled so many literatures, wonderful literatures. Beside that, this Amrita Prava Bhasya is a beautiful compilation of the summary. So Srila Prabhupada often quotes his work, and in his summary he incorporates Bhaktivinoda Thakur's commentaries as well, which is wonderful. And his commentaries is not just his personal commentaries, it's also a collection of commentaries given by various acharyas for that specific chapter. So it is rich, Srila Prabhupada's purports, Srila Prabhupada's summaries in Chaitanya Charitamrita, they're very rich, because they are actually collecting the summarized commentaries of this wonderful acharyas in the past. So what is going on? What's going on is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, before the Jagannath Rath Yatra festival starts, he comes very early morning. So there is a festivity known as the Pandu Vijay. The Pandu Vijay activity is from the time Jagannath is lifted from the altar all the way until he's placed on the cart. There's a big ceremony. It takes a while. People have to come very early for Pandu Vijay ceremony. It's actually a victory of Pandu Vijay means a victory of Pandu. Pandu is the father of the Pandavas. It means the pale one, Pandu Vijay. So they've given that name. So during Pandu Vijay, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually brings his associates, his devotees, to be able to take part in that activity. And during that time, it is said in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is always singing and calling out Lord Jagannath very loudly, calling Manima, Manima. The word Manima means, oh my Lord, oh my Lord. In Orissa, when you're addressing a very highly respectable personality, you say, oh Manima. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to address Jagannath during the Pandu Vijay ceremony, all the way until he goes on the actual cart. So during that time, when the deities of Jagannath, Baladeva Subhadra, are placed on the cart, the procession begins, and the king himself, King Prataparudra, used to come, as you all know, sweeping the floor just in front of the Rath cart. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the first time when he witnessed that, he was extremely pleased, because as you know, in the past time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was refusing the association of the king. Not because he dislikes him, because Prataparudra is a great devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but he's also teaching the social custom that the sannyasi must be very careful not to very closely associate with worldly minded people, because kings may be considered as worldly minded. But in the case of Prataparudra, he was actually a great devotee of Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because of that, when he was sweeping Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to be extremely pleased and very happy. So what was the intention? The intention was to go from Jagannath Temple all the way to the Gundicha Temple. The Gundicha Temple is a destination. But as the great Acharyas and the Vaishnava understand, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's meditation is now, I'm actually capturing Jagannath, which is Krishna himself, because he's got the mood of Radharani. He's capturing Jagannath and pulling him all the way towards Vrindavan. So the Gundicha Temple is considered to be like the Vrindavan Dham. The humble place where so much Madhurya Rasa is going on. So this is the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Only the great devotees and the realized personalities know the mood and the sentiment of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu during this time. So as the procession continues, it is said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually divides his Sankirtan party. He has hundreds and hundreds of devotees who come to join him for Rath Yatra, beside the millions of people who attend the Rath Yatra. So he selects his stalwart devotees and he creates seven divisions, seven parties for the kirtan. Yeah. So these kirtans, you know, they used to come from different villages, from Kulina Gram, you know, there are different villages. Just like when we have the Rath Yatra here, during the Rath procession, it's not only the devotees from Bhaktivedanta Manor or Sault Ste. Who sing. We also have a group from Coventry, a group from Leicester. The devotees come from different township and they organize their own party and then they sing for Lord Jagannath. So in the same way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also had this devotees section in seven different groups and continue with the chanting. So it is said in this verse that the rasa was going on between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Jagannath, because Jagannath is fully absorbed in the dancing of Lord Chaitanya, and Chaitanya is fully absorbed on Lord Jagannath. And at times, Lord Jagannath actually gets immersed in the ecstasy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and instead of moving forward, he stops. When he stops, nobody can move that cart, and people wonder why the cart is not moving. So every now and then that used to happen. This is a pastime Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had with Jagannath. Jagannath was also enjoying, you know, seeing the beautiful dancing of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In fact, his eyes are so wide open, he never closes them, right? He is constantly witnessing the beautiful dancing and the beautiful kirtan of the devotees. So in general, this is what the chapter is all about. So let's have a look at the first verse. The first verse is 114. Edhuya Ucheshware Gaya Damodara Anande Madhura Nitya Karena Vishwara. When this refrain was loudly sung by Swarup Damodar, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again began rhythmically dancing in transcendental bliss. Right, so this is a very significant verse. I mean, you have to understand what is going on here. Basically, in the translation it says, when this refrain was loudly sung by Swarup Damodar. So Swarup Damodar gets given a chance to actually sing or to repeat a certain type of shloka. What he's doing is he's adding fuel to the fire. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so much in ecstasy. He's dancing. He's so much in bliss. Yeah. So sometimes when Swarup Damodar wants to increase that bliss to the next level, he comes up with the appropriate verse. And he throws that verse. He repeated that shloka. And immediately Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mood increases from where you are to the next level. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to enjoy that. Actually, Swarup Damodar is one of the most qualified person to be able to do that. He knows the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Radharani. You all know that Swarup Damodar is the incarnation of Lalita Shakhi. So Lalita knows the mood of Radharani. Yeah? She knows the mood of Radharani. When she's sulking, when she's happy, when she's unhappy, she knows how to deal with Radharani in a way that her pleasure, her ecstasy goes from one level to the next level. This is exactly the pastime that was going on between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Swarup Damodar. Because Swarup Damodar was very expert. Actually, Swarup Damodar has been with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu almost all his life. From his childhood, boyhood, they were inseparable. Swarup Damodar knows Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very, very well. Yeah? He understood also the Krishna Tattva, the Gauranga Tattva, the Rasa Tattva, the conclusion, the absolute truth. He knew the philosophy very, very well. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knew that very well. Actually, whenever there is a poem or some kind of verse presented to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it doesn't go directly to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. First, they bring it to Swarup Damodar. Swarup Damodar has the ability to analyze that poem presented by the devotees to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whether it is appropriate or inappropriate. Because there is what we call this rasabhas. Rasabhas is sometimes overlapping the rasas. This is forbidden. It affects and it annoys and it disturbs Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Yeah? This rasabhas is actually categorized in three different areas. Yeah? And when you read Nectar of Devotion, the rasabhas, the mixing of the mellows, the overlapping of the mellows, the conflicting of the mellows, the imitation of the mellows, these things are disliked by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Swarup Damodar knew, he knows how to filter what is the right way of describing this poem in a way that doesn't contain any kind of rasabhas, therefore it doesn't upset Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So therefore everyone is afraid. They compile a beautiful poem, they want to present it to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but scared. They are scared, oh, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will rip us apart. We cannot do that. Swarup Damodar, please have a look at this prayer, you know, before we present it to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He goes through it and he qualifies it. He says, no, this is wrong. Just like Prabhupada explains in Nectar of Devotion, this rasabhas, the first category, there's category 1, 2, 3. The first category of rasabhas is known as uparasa. The uparasa category of rasabhas is overlapping. Sometimes people overlap. Can you imagine? You're in Vrindavan, you're glorifying Srimati Radharani. So instead of saying Radhika Ramana, Radhika Ramana means a lover of Radhika. If you address Krishna, Rukmini Ramana in Vrindavan, that's very odd, isn't it? Rukmini Ramana, lover of Rukmini is in Dwarka, not in Vrindavan. So this is rasabhas. Yeah? We don't mix. It disturbs the mood. Yeah, when you're in Vrindavan, you glorify Radharani. When you're in Dwarka, you glorify Rukmini. Can you imagine in front of all the princes, all the queens, you know, heavily glorifying Radharani, there is a rasabhas. You know, the queens of Dwarka may not appreciate. Yeah. So sometimes one has to be careful not to overlap the rasas. So this is known as the uparasa, the overlapping of the rasas. So the second one is the aparasa. The aparasa rasabhas is coming out with some kind of conflicting rasa. Yeah, I mean, to give you a rudimentary example, sometimes people have the devatas and Krishna on the same altar, worshipping them as the same god. Oh, these are my gods. Yeah, this is conflicting. Yeah, you don't equalize or you don't bring the devata's position in the same level as the Lord. In other words, you don't treat the devatas as a supreme Lord, because they're not. They will become offended. You know, just like if I call you your god, if somebody calls Srila Prabhupada his god, you know, Prabhupada will be offended. You know, he's a humble devotee of Krishna. So in that way, this kind of conflict must be avoided. Yeah, there shouldn't be a conflict of rasas. This third one is the anurasa. Anurasa is imitation. Sometimes people imitate the ecstasy of the great acharyas, the ecstasy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the crying, you know, the trembling. You know, this kind of imitation is actually frowned upon. Yeah, it's a different kind of rasabhas, which is known as the anuras, showing a kind of emotion which is not from the heart, but actually a display of so-called ecstasy to impress people. You know, this kind of things Chaitanya Mahaprabhu disliked. So Swarup Damodar was expert in qualifying all these things. And remember, his singing was so beautiful, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always wanted to hear from Swarup Damodar. He was known as, he was like a Gandharva when he's singing. He's also so educated, he's known as a representative of Brihaspati. Brihaspati is the spiritual master of the devatas. So he was so knowledgeable, so he was also known that he was as good as Brihaspati himself. Yeah. So beside Swarup Damodar, the other renowned personality who always accompanies Swarup Damodar is Ramananda Rai. Ramananda Rai is supposed to be the incarnation of Arjuna, but Srila Prabhupada mentioned in his purport, sometimes he's also known as the incarnation of Vishakha Devi. So Lalita and Vishakha are inseparable. They understand the mood of Radharani. So in the same way, Swaroop Damodar and also Ramananda Roy, they understand the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the mood of Radharani. Because of that, they are close associates. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu enjoys their company. Swaroop Damodar comes out with his verses, with his song, beautiful song, appropriate to uplift the consciousness of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And also Ramananda Rai comes up with all kind of prayers, different kind of prayers. He's also very, very educated. So in that way, the procession continues. In the verse 115, Dhire dhire jaganatha karena gamana age nirtya kar chalena shachiranandana. The car of Lord Jagannath began to move slowly while the son of Mother Sachi went ahead and danced in front. So it's worth glorifying this beautiful cart of Lord Jagannath. The devotees put immense energy, to build this beautiful cart for Lord Jagannath. Mm-hmm. This festival is considered to be the oldest big festival in the world. Yeah, it's been around for so long that, can you imagine, the Rath Yatra festival is heavily mentioned in the Puranas. The Puranas are considered to be the oldest scriptures. So the Puranas mention about the Rath Yatra festival. Not many festivals are mentioned in the Puranas. But the Rath Yatra festival is very much mentioned in the Skanda Puran, the Padma Puran, Kapila Puran, Brahma Puran. That's how glorious this festival is. So these chariots are constructed newly every year. If they use a cart, they don't use it again like we do in the West. For practical reason we do that. But for actually in Orissa and Jagannath Puri, not even a single wood is used from the previous years. Yeah, can you imagine they use something in the region of 830 different kind of wood for Jagannath to construct the whole cart. Yeah, so many woods are collected. Yeah, so this wood is collected also from a specific area, from a specific trees. There is actually a regulation. When they build a Rath cart, they don't just build them. They have a proper regulation. For many, many years, they follow those regulations to build these carts. Just like in England, we have, if you want to build a conservatory or a garage or extension, you have to adhere to a regulation, right? There's so many regulations. Otherwise, the council will come and destroy your property. So in the same way, this regulation has to be applied to build the Jagannath Rath Yatra. To say that the cart has something in the region of 18 pillars, 18 different kind of pillars. So the cart Jagannath has had is the biggest one, which has something in the region of 16 wheels. How many wheels do we have here in London? Four? Four wheels, yeah. Again, we're very practical people here. something is better than nothing, yeah, to glorify Lord Jagannath. It doesn't matter. Jagannath will accept whether it is four wheel or 16 wheel. He will still accept. But remember, Kshetra Jagannath Puri is known as the Aishwarya, the city of Aishwarya, city of wealth. So therefore, everything is very elaborate and everything is so beautiful. So they've got about 16 wheels, and Balaram's wheel is less, 14 wheels. And Subhadra's chariot is even a little bit less. It has about 12 wheels, yeah. And they all have names, beautiful names. The Jagannath cart is known as the Nandi Ghosh cart. Nandi Ghosh is the same name given to Lord Krishna's chariot when he was taking Arjuna in the battlefield of Kurukshetra. So that same name is given for Lord Jagannath's chariot as well. The chariot for Balaram is known as Thala Dwaja, because Dwaj means a flag. So on his flag, he has a beautiful picture of a palm tree, like Talavan. When you go to Brajabhumi, you got about 12 forests, right? Bahulavan, Bhadravan, Bandiravan, Talavan, Vrindavan. Vrindavan is only one of them, one among the many 12 forests. So the Talavan is a van where we used to have so many different kind of Tala trees, the palm trees. I remember when we did a Vrajamandal Parikram in the early 80s, 1986, when we get to Talavan, Lokanath Swami was describing how, look at it, the same Talavan, it still has a palm tree. In those days in Krishna's time, Lord Balaram used to uproot those palm trees, you know, to get rid of all the demons, the demoniac forces. So that place is full of palm trees. So Lord Balaram's chariot is known as a Taladwaja, and the flag has that beautiful palm picture as well. Subhadra's chariot is known as Dharpa Dalana, because she is expert in crushing egos, in crushing our, pride, you know, Subhadra Devi. Because of that, her chariot is known as a Dharpa Dalana. So, and then they have a beautiful canopy, as you all know, the red and the yellow. The yellow is representing Lord Krishna, the yellow canopy, beautiful canopy. They have a beautiful golden chakra at the very top. To say that, you know, because during Rathayatra, over 1 million people attended, one of the biggest festivals in the whole world. So you may not be able to get closer to Lord Jagannath to even have darshan. It could be very difficult. But Lord Jagannath is still merciful. Just see my chakra. If you see the chakra miles and miles away, people just pay dhanabad. The moment, the first time they see the chakra, they pay dhanabad immediately. Because that chakra is also representing Jagannath. Because Jagannath is all-pervading. Yeah, that chakra represents the all-pervading nature of the Lord. Sometimes when we say the Lord is all-pervading, we find it difficult to understand. But it shouldn't be very difficult to understand, because Lord Brahma and Brahma Samhita is saying that Krishna is present in every single atom, right? In every single atom. Our body is made up of, the adult body is made up of something in the region of 93 trillion cells. Can you imagine that? Each cell is alive. Each cell has a Paramatma. Therefore, Krishna is pervading throughout our body. Not once, twice, and trillions times. Not only that, even the cell, the single cell, has something in the region of 97 or something trillion atoms. The cell is built with atoms. So Lord Brahma is telling us, in every single atom, Krishna is present. Now we worry, right? Is there a place where Krishna doesn't exist? Wherever we go, Krishna is actually present, yeah, all-pervading. But Jagannath is very merciful. He makes himself present in the form of the glowing chakra. And the cord that they use to pull the Jagannath Rathayatra is known as a Shankachuda, the Shankachuda. So they all have name. And who is the charioteer? Daruka. Daruka used to be the charioteer for Lord Krishna. He used to bring him from Dwarka all the way, you know, during Mahabharat, that's mentioned, and Daruka was always a charioteer. So the charioteer of Lord Jagannath, his name is also known Daruka. And the guardian goddess is known as the Yogamaya. Yogamaya is considered to be the guardian goddess for the cart. The third verse, we have 116. Jagannathi nitradiya shavinai gaya kirtanya saha prabhu pache pacheya. While dancing and singing, all the devotees in front of Lord Jagannath kept their eyes on him. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then went to the end of the procession with the Sankirtan performers. So this Sankirtan performers, again, they really, really complement the whole festival. And Lord Chaitanya has organized a party personally, by creating multiple parties. At least 7 big parties have been present there. So he is specifically assigning who is playing the mudanga in each party. All the expert mudanga players have been assigned. He is also allocating the chanters, the kirtan chanters, you know. These things actually make up the kirtan. It's important to have the right person to lead, the right person to play the karta, the right person to play mudanga, the right person to repeat the verses instead of relying on the general public. He also ordered Lord Nityananda, Advaitacharya, Haridas, Vakreshwara to dance in each party. Can you imagine how beautifully that complements the whole Sankirtan, the whole Kirtan? Not only the musicians are there, and also the dancers are allocated in each party. Nothing is missing. So the whole party is complete. And the Kirtan leader is established for each party. And the responsive singers are also established. And the parties from Kulinagram, from Shantipur, from Kanda, from all these different villages, they come and they perform the kirtan to complement the whole thing as well. So as they dance along, as they continue with the procession, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually visits each party. He dances in each party. He moves around quite swiftly, actually. He moves around. And as he's moving around, he's also chanting himself. Sometimes he comes up with beautiful verses. I picked up this verse, that one of the verses Chaitanya Mahaprabhu often chants in front of Lord Jagannath. We all know the famous song, Gopi Bharata Parakamalayo. Naham vipro nacha narapatir, napi vaisho nashudro, naham vani nacha grahapatir, no vanashto yatirva, kintu pradyo nikila parama, ananda pura murtabher, Gopi Bharata Parakamalayo, dasa dasa nudasa. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to enjoy singing that in front of Lord Jagannath. He's saying in that verse, I'm not a Brahmana. I'm not a Kshatriya. I'm not a Vaishya or even a Sudra. Nor am I a Brahmachari, a householder, a Vanaprastha or a Sannyasi. I identify myself only as a servant of the servant of the servant of the lotus feet of Lord Shri Krishna, the maintainer of the gopis. He is like an ocean of nectar, and he is a cause of the universal transcendental bliss. He is always existing with brilliance. You know, this kind of verses were going on. As he was dancing, he is also displaying the different kind of symptoms, the ecstatic symptoms. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one of the ecstatic symptoms is that he gets stunned. At times he gets so absorbed, and you know, when he tells someone something really shocking, suddenly, they get stunned, right? They stay like that for a while. So one of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's ecstatic symptoms is being stunned every now and then. And devotees used to worry for him. The other one is his hair obviously stands on end. That's one of the symptoms of the ecstasy. And he's constantly crying in front of Jagannath, Lord Jagannath. And he's also trembling heavily. Sometimes his color changes as well to a beautiful Mallika flower. Sometimes it's the same. He changes color. And he shows his helplessness as well. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu becomes helpless because of his ecstasy. He's so absorbed in the love of Jagannath, Lord Krishna. And exuberance, which is like being energetic, very, very excited, extremely excited and extremely cheerful, you know. All the symptoms were very evident when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing in front of Lord Jagannath. One of the areas where people get worried is when his teeth start chattering, you know. You know, when you feel really cold at times, you know, you cannot control your teeth, right? Your teeth start chattering, vibrating very heavily. Every now and then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu goes in ecstasy and his teeth start chattering. And the devotees get worried. They want to bring him back. That's when Swarupa Damodar comes in. He controls his mood. When this happens, you know, he can throw a verse, he can throw a shloka, and then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes out of his ecstasy and he does something else. So the devotees are actually very helpful. You know, they're very protective of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in that way. His tears are flowing constantly. His body changing from white to pink, from pink to white every now and then. And then eventually he abandons his dancing and he let Swarupa Damodar to start singing because he enjoys hearing Swarupa Damodar. So in that way the procession continues. The next verse, 117, Jagannatha Magna Prabhura Nayana Hidaya Shri Hasta Yuge Kare Gitare Abhina. His eyes and mind fully absorbed in Lord Jagannath, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to play the drama of the song with his two arms. Beautiful. To say that he's always absorbed in Lord Krishna. But here we see that the devotees remain very, very protective towards Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because what's happening is sometimes he goes so much in ecstasy that he crushes suddenly on the ground. Can you imagine that? Can any of us do that? Just like a log, bang, crashing on the wall. I've seen actually that happening in this room once. A devotee during Bhagavatam class, he was so tired. He was sitting, he was moving, he just couldn't control himself. I was sitting here, this is like in the early 80s. So the devotees used to be very austere. Still, devotees are austere in different forms. But in those days, you know, devotees used to sleep very little hours for some reason. We had so much to do. And this devotee was standing, finally, let me stand and listen to Bhagavatam. And we were all listening. All of a sudden, we could hear, bang, straight on the floor. Luckily, he landed on the devotees. So he was safe. So who can survive? Nowadays, you know, in the material world, people design even the helmet, right? The crash helmet. You know, when you have a bike, when you have a motorbike, you have to have a crash helmet. Otherwise, you're not allowed to ride. Almost 40 countries in Europe have a regulation that without a crash helmet, you cannot move around. That's just a one-off. If you just crash once, your brain can be damaged. You can die. Fatality. It's very dangerous. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was doing that all the time, on the ground. He was just crashing. He gets stunned. He doesn't know how to control himself. And bang. But he never used to hurt himself. Isn't that a miracle? He never used to get hurt. But the problem is that the devotees cry, the devotees worry, especially Mother Sachi. She loves to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dancing, but she cannot stand to see his teeth chattering. He's crying, he's trembling, he's crushing, but he couldn't help it because he was still in that mood of Radharani, yeah, missing the association of Lord Krishna. Actually, Mother Sachi used to assign Gadadhar Prabhu, Gadadhar, you know, this boy of mine, Nimai, is always falling and crashing. Please be with him at all times. Don't leave him alone. You know, protect him. You know, she used to instruct Gadadhar to do just that. Actually, this protecting of the devotees protect Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is induced by Lord Chaitanya himself. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can protect himself. He doesn't need protection. But he is actually showing and teaching us that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in one form is a guru for his devotees. Although he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is also considered to be a guru. So the disciples, the followers, are supposed to protect the guru when he appears to be vulnerable. You know, we see that the beautiful pastime of Japataka Swami. You know, he appeared vulnerable. He appeared disabled. But sometimes envious-minded people will think, oh, guru, you know, he's supposed to be pure. Why is Krishna subjecting that? But we don't understand, some people don't understand the transcendental pastime of the Lord. Sometimes he puts his devotee in that situation to actually get more from the devotees, from the disciples, to be able to increase their love, their care, their attention. He puts his own pure devotee in that kind of situation in a way that the devotees are so absorbed to protect him. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was protected. Sometimes they create a circle, they surround him in such a way that if anything happens, they immediately protect him. So in that way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is increasing the mood, the love, the affection of the devotees towards him. And he's also teaching us to do the same for our spiritual master, not only to our guru, to our fellow devotees as well, to anyone, to any living entity. We should be very caring, we should be loving. Yeah. So he's teaching us by doing that, by example. Verse 118. Gaurayadi pachi chale shama hayastire, gaura age chale shama chale dire dire. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dramatically enacting the song, he would sometimes fall behind in the procession. At such times, Lord Jagannath would come to stand still. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again went forward, Lord Jagannath car would slowly start again. You see the exchange between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Jagannath. Yeah. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt the same separation that Radharani felt from Lord Krishna when Krishna departed Vrindavan. He is constantly in that mood. Yeah. And when dancing, Gauranga would suddenly crash to the ground. We mentioned that earlier on. And the devotees are always behind him, following up with his mood and according to his mood, acting accordingly. I'm a bit conscious of time, almost 9 o'clock. Oh, let's read the last verse. 119. E mata gaura shame donethi na tile svare ma shame ra rakhe gaura mahabali. There was a sort of competition between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Jagannath in seeing who would lead. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so strong that he made Lord Jagannath wait in his car. And this is the last verse that we had with the purport. Srila Prabhupada is just making everything very clear in the purport for us, very, very nicely. He started off by mentioning Lord Chaitanya's ecstasy. He is saying Krishna gave up gopis and settled in Dwarka. Lord Krishna, at one point, he left Vrindavan. We all know that he never went back again to Vrindavan, but he spent over 100 years in Dwarka. So Prabhupada is mentioning that to start in the purport. And he's saying when he went to Kurukshetra, he met all the inhabitants. You know, when Krishna went from Dwarka to Kurukshetra, then the Vrindavan inhabitants also came to Kurukshetra because that place is considered to be a holy place. And during specific time, solar eclipse or so, beautiful ceremonies are held in Kurukshetra. And it's considered to be very auspicious, especially at a certain time, according to the, you know, stars, arrangements and everything. All the pilgrims, they gather in Kurukshetra. So during that time, the inhabitants of Dwarka and Vrindavan went there. But luckily, they all met with Krishna. Prabhupada has mentioned Lord Krishna is in the mood of Radharani. Yes, Lord Jagannath is Krishna himself. You know, we cannot mistake that. Jagannath is Krishna. Baladev is Lord Balaram. And then Subhadra is there. Actually, those three personalities were always there together in Dwarka. Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra. They were inseparable within Dwarka. And then Prabhupada mentioned the leading of the Gundicha, the leading of the Radha to the Gundicha temple. That corresponds Radha leading Krishna to Vrindavan. Prabhupada is emphasizing that point. And the whole procession is actually corresponding to that beautiful pastime. And Prabhupada also mentioned Kshetra Jagannath Puri corresponds to the kingdom of Dwarka. So Jagannath Puri is considered to be a place where the Aishwarya Leela of the Lord is happening. So much wealth. Can you imagine? Not even a king gets 64 offering a day. Which king in the planet can get, can't handle it? Maybe three or four times, right? So much Aishwarya, so much wealth. 64 offering every single day for Lord Jagannath. A beautiful ceremony. So here Prabhupada is telling us the Jagannath Puri corresponds to the kingdom of Dwarka because Dwarka is a place of Aishwarya, place of opulence. Whereas Vrindavan is opulent in Rasa. Madhurya Leela is going on, whereas Aishwarya Leela is going on in Dwarka. It may be simple, but actually the rasa, the gopis and the gopas house with Krishna is very, very strong. So Prabhupada explains that beautifully. Just as a conclusion, I just want to give you one beautiful pastime between Pratapruda and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. I don't know if you all know that he's given them a special mercy during this Rath festival. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually gives a special mercy for Pratapruda every now and then to give him a vision to show him when he sees Jagannath, he sees Chaitanya. When he sees Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he sees Jagannath. Not many personalities have been awarded that beautiful vision. So Pratapruda immediately woke up and understood, oh my God, same Lord. Same Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, same Jagannath, they are the same, they are inseparable. So he sees Jagannath, he sees Chaitanya there. He sees Chaitanya, he sees Jagannath there. So in that way this vision was given to him and also to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And that way they realized because Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya also, initially he had that impersonalist tendency as well. He wanted to be merciful to him, to make him understand the personal form of the Lord, inseparable form of the Lord. Jagannath and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gave him that vision as well. So the other beautiful pastime is just like when the gopis are dancing during Rasa dance, everyone is thinking Krishna is with me, right? They don't know Krishna is dancing with everyone because Krishna was expanding himself, right? And every gopi had Krishna dancing with them and they all feel so happy that, oh my God, Krishna is dancing with me. But he was actually expanding himself and dancing with every single gopi. So he gave this vision to Pratapruda and Sarvabhauma. When they see the seven parties, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would go in every party, right? But there is a time when he gave them a vision to be able to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dancing in every party. Can you imagine? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu expanded himself. In every party, wherever they go, wherever they see the party, they see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu there. So in that way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very merciful and giving them the understanding that he is the overall attractive Supreme Personality of Godhead, Jagannath, Lord Krishna himself, acting as a Bhakta Rupa, as a devotee. Yeah. So in that way, their faith has been solidified, yeah, by seeing this beautiful form. So towards the end, I just want to say that this whole procession, as created also our beautiful Sankirtan party, the procession with singing, with kirtan, chanting the holy name. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he made the whole Sankirtan movement revolutionary. Even by utilizing this festival, he gave us the example how we should spread the Sankirtan movement everywhere. The other thing he gave is that Jagannath was restricted. For instance, Muslims or foreigners are not allowed, still, they're not allowed to go and have darshan of Lord Jagannath. But when the Jagannath Rath Yatra is happening, everyone is given the opportunity. So the darshan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was given for everyone. Whether you're a Muslim or anyone, impersonalist, faithless, everybody was given the opportunity to witness that beautiful procession. So in that way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had taught us for almost 20 years how to perform this wonderful Sankirtan in Jagannath Puri. So these verses are beautiful. Purport of Srila Prabhupada is very beautiful. And I hope this has given us some indication about the wonderful personalities of the devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Chaitanya himself. So I appreciate for your listening. Almost 9 o'clock. If there is any beautiful comment from anyone, you're welcome to comment on these verses. Or if there is any questions, you're welcome to ask as well. So I would like to end the session at this time. Shri Bhakti Vinod Thakur ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai, Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Maharani ki jai.